he's going to be the performance coach for all the players under 20 in Celtic, all the young lads in Celtic, you know. And I think from that point of view, you know, that's you know, his expertise, what he's good at. I think from Donegal's point of view, I mean, I think it's great. I think, first of all, it's great for his family, for his wife and family and everybody, you know. Jim wasn't working, you know, all last year. And I mean, everybody needs a job, as we know. I mean, when I managed Cavan, I had a whole, you know, you have a full-time job. All managers have full-time jobs. The great thing about this, from a Donegal point of view, is that he's only going to be doing probably maybe 3 days a week in Celtic. So that's going to suit Donegal football down to the ground, and the fact is the expertise he's going to get over there. So I think it's a 1-1 for everybody.
And nobody's going to begrudge him this move. It's too big of an opportunity to turn down.
Oh, no, well, nobody would turn that down. Like, it's understandable. Like, I don't think anybody in Donegal is saying about that. I mean, the commitment and effort that the man has given Donegal, I mean, it's going to be a big commitment for him to stay on with Donegal, you know, and we have to look at it from his point of view, that he, you know, that he's so much time for the players and that there, and everybody involved and everybody in Donegal, you know, hopefully that he is going to stay on. Now, it hasn't been confirmed yet that he's going to stay on as Donegal manager, but hopefully that it's all worked out like that there. I mean, he could have easily, you know, from a Donegal point of view, maybe said, look, all right, I'll move on now and everything else. And that just shows you the commitment and the passion he has for Donegal football. And the one thing I'll say, Barry, knowing Jim McGuinness, he will do what's right for Donegal football. He will never, you know, whatever decision he makes, you know, Donegal football will be first in that decision.
Can he continue while working with Celtic? Could he continue to give Donegal 100%? And maybe now could we see Rory Gallagher take up a more prominent role?
Well, we know that from the point of view that Rory Gallagher is a very, very strong number two. And it's good to have him, that he can take a training session, he can do everything else, he can manage the team and anything else he has to do. So that's a big plus, number one. That'll take a bit of pressure off Jim in this situation. I see there's no problem. As I said, every single manager, intercounty manager at all levels, is holding down a full-time job. And some of them working maybe 6, 7 o'clock in the evening. Some of them working shift works and everything else. The great thing about this is that Jim, I mean, we must remember nowadays, it's only a matter of getting on a plane in Carrickfinn or Derry or whatever, Belfast, even the worst. And he's in Celtic probably quicker than he'll be in Dublin. So, and he does his work over there, and then we have him back. So, and I mean, the expertise, I said, he's going to get there. It's going to be a big help for Donegal. So, but I just think that, you know, Rory definitely is strong as number two. I think the players will be very happy with this. I think, you know, it's great that if that's the case, that he will stay with Donegal. And, you know, I just think there's no problem with this here. I think it's great that we're actually getting a manager that's probably only going to have a 3-day week. It is probably close to a full-time job managing an inter-county team, but the fact that, you know, you don't get paid for it, so you have to have a job. And I still go back to what I said, Barry, it's great for the wife and family and for Jim himself. This is great.